Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Show me the money. Show me the money. We've been hearing the government talk about, you know, giving everybody breaks and paychecks. And, you know, they're talking now that American workers might get hopefully $1,000 in the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure how they're going to make that happen, especially with Capitol Hill possibly closing down. But I think it was Mitt Romney that he had wanted American workers to get $1,000 each month. And Andrew Yang, I think, brought up in the Democratic debates about, you know, $1,000 each month. I don't think $1,000 each month cuts it, but President Trump does want to send cash to Americans. And Americans need cash now. And from what I understand, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said that they are currently, you know, previewing the plan with Capitol Hill Republicans, and then we'll provide more details. So I can't promise you that money's on the way, but, you know, hopefully the government is going to be able to, you know, help bail us out. Nice that companies get bailed out. I think the American people need to get bailed out. But the reason, what I want to start with in this hour, and yes, we are taking your calls and questions. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-362-3254. We're getting your emails, your calls. I'm going to try to answer them all the best I can. We've been kind of, you know, taking all of these in stride, and you guys have really, really good questions. There's a lot of them out there. So I want to talk about, though, really quickly here, another issue that I'm seeing. So I do telemedicine, okay? Licensed in multiple states. I work for a fantastic telemedicine company who has been working tirelessly to help people out there that are freaked out and they can't go to their doctor. But one thing that has been really, really bothering me over the past few days, weeks, is a patient would call it with chest pain and trouble breathing and sounding cardiac to me, sounding like they're having a heart issue. I go, okay, you need to go to the doctor. You need to call your doctor, tell them you're coming, go. They go, I can't. They told me not to come in. They told me to call telemedicine. And I'm like, okay, I get they're overwhelmed, but you have an actual cardiac, you have to have somebody examine you. So it's got to listen to your heart, so listen to your lungs, do a chest x-ray, do an EKG. I can't do that on telemedicine. You need to go. They go, but they won't take me. Another person had called. Abdominal pain. They said it didn't sound emergent. So they told me to call telemedicine. So the person called the urgent care. Urgent care told them to call telemedicine. They waited 6 hours till somebody got to them. They start talking to me, and I'm like, this sounds serious. This sounds like an acute abdomen, that you might have something surgical going on. This might be an impacted gallstone, pancreatitis. You got to go in. And they go, well, they take me. They sent me away. So we're looking at these coronavirus death cases. And where are we now with the United States? Let me now, I have to refresh it each time. So in the United States, we have 97 deaths so far, 5,600 cases. And again, the cases going up because we're testing. But I'm worried about the corona-related deaths that might not really have anything to do with coronavirus. Because if telemedicine lines are hours long, if urgent care can't take any more people, if hospitals are slammed, then we have heart attacks that happen every day. We have strokes that happen every day. God bless the nurses and doctors and medical staff and everybody trying to man these medical clinics when everybody's right now thinking that the only medical illness that exists is coronavirus. Now, coronavirus is scary, And yeah, all hands on deck, but I there are hundreds of thousands of other illnesses that need to be evaluated and taken care of. And we have allowed coronavirus to consume us. You know, we were making fun of China. Well, I wasn't making fun of them, you know, but people were joking and memeing about China setting up, hospitals, makeshift hospitals for people with coronavirus. And they weren't wrong in that. If we have somebody going into diabetic ketoacidosis, if we have stroke victims, if we have cancer patients, where are they going to get taken care of? So the hospitals and the medical centers, they were already at capacity before this stupid coronavirus came and hit us. Now, we're hoping flu starts to stave off, but flu season doesn't end until end of May. So technically, we're still in flu season. Patients calling in say they were swabbed recently with A or B. Family members were, so they need to get some Tamiflu, etc. Influenza's still out there. So how do we allow our hospitals and our urgent cares to still be there for us? You know, I opened last show with, you know, I'm more scared than people than coronavirus. I should have probably kind of entitled this segment, I'm more scared of other medical conditions than coronavirus. You know, I mean, car accidents, aneurysms. See, and again, I don't want to worry you guys. I don't want to panic that something else is going to happen to you. But, you know, before coronavirus existed, the hospitals weren't empty. Okay, we still have a lot of poop on our plate. Our plates were maxed before this happened. And so while we're all, you know, trying to deal with these lines at urgent cares because people are coughing and sneezing and they need to know if they have coronavirus and all that, you know, what's happening? People are being told, look, don't go in, don't come in, don't come in. And they're at home and they could be having a cardiac event. A woman called me up 2 days ago having chest tightness and sweats. And she was in her 60s. Now, I've taught you guys a lot on this show. Any woman that has sweats that we don't really think are menopausal, and nausea, right, and maybe some chest issues, that could be a heart attack. I said, go. You've got it. Let me call you an ambulance. But you need to go. She had been turned down. So if you need a doctor, all right, you're going to have to fight hook and crook to get in and get seen. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. And call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. So it's St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day. With all this going on, you don't see green anywhere. I don't know. Did Chicago, doesn't Chicago, like, you know, dye the lake green or something like that? I don't know if any of that happened. I don't see a lot of festivities at all. Usually everybody wants to go and get some green beer and enjoy, and it's a very, very solemn time right now. So, some quick history on St. Patrick's Day. It's, you know, the history, the holiday dates back, like, at least 1,500 years. The earliest known celebration of St. Paddy's Day was on March 17, 1631. It marked the anniversary of the death of St. Patrick of the 5th century. They say the real St. Patrick was born in Britain. I tell you guys this every year, just in case you forget. But St. Patrick was actually born in Great Britain. Historians believe that St. Patrick was born near the end of the 4th century. At age 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders. He was sold as a slave to a Celtic priest in Northern Ireland. After toiling for 6 years as a shepherd, he was able to escape back to Britain. He eventually then returned back to Ireland as a Christian missionary. There's more about his life, but they say there were no snakes around for St. Patrick to banish from Ireland. Apparently, a local legend, St. Patrick would be standing atop an Irish hillside and he would banish snakes from Ireland. So serpents had to slither away to the sea. But they say research suggests that snakes never really occupied the Emerald Isle in the first place, according to History.com. No signs of snakes in the country's fossil record. They said water has surrounded Ireland since the last glacial period. Before that, the region was covered with ice. Too cold for reptiles. Snakes are cold-blooded, but they don't like cold. Leprechauns. Where did the leprechauns come from? They said leprechauns are likely based on Celtic fairies. The red hair, green-clothed leprechaun is commonly associated with St. Patrick's Day. And I guess the original Irish name for these figures were called Lobertian, meaning small-bodied fellow. The belief in leprechauns, they think, stems from the Celtic belief in fairies, tiny men and women who could use their magical powers to serve good or evil. In Celtic folktales, leprechauns were cranky. And I guess they had to mend the shoes of the other fairies. Oh, that's pretty discriminatory. Now, the shamrock, you know, a four-leaf clover is supposed to be like good luck. And most of these clovers have three leaves. They're really, really pretty. They say the shamrock was considered a sacred plant. It's a three-leaf clover. It's been associated with Ireland for centuries. And it was called the Seam Roy by the Celts. And was considered a sacred plant that symbolized the arrival of spring. According to legend, St. Patrick used the plant as a visual guide when explaining the Holy Trinity. By the 17th century, the shamrock had become a symbol of emergent Irish nationalism. Very, very cool. So when was the first St. Patrick's Day parade? Apparently, it was held in America, in New York City. I'm looking at a picture right now, back in 1895, of men, you know, in the St. Patrick's Day parade. Looks like they are doing some social distancing, but I don't think there was any particular cold or flu going around in 1895. But you see crowds, and they're all watching, and everybody kind of has their top hats, and I don't see anybody smiling, though. They said people in Ireland did celebrate St. Patrick's back in the 1600s, but the parade, though they say the tradition of a St. Patrick's Day parade began in America and actually predates the founding of the U.S. Apparently, records show that St. Patrick's Day parades were held long before Americans decided to do it. One of the first ones might have been in 1601 in a Spanish colony that is now known as St. Augustine, Florida. They said the parade and a St. Patrick's Day celebration a year earlier was organized by the Spanish colony's Irish Vicar Ricardo Arter. So apparently so there were parades before. Now, in New York City and Boston, parades are canceled. First time, I think, in decades because of COVID. They say the Irish used to be scorned in America. Irish Americans are now very proud to showcase their heritage, but they used to have to hide it. Beginning in 1845, there was the potato blight. It caused widespread hunger, as you know. About 1 million people perished. Another 2 million abandoned their land, and a bunch moved. All right? Apparently, a quarter of the Irish nation came to the U.S. Once they arrived, the Irish refugees were looked upon as disease-ridden, unskilled, and a drain on welfare budgets. So a lot of people, when they came and escaped, you know, and came to the United States, a lot of Americans weren't very, very nice to them. Now, what about corned beef and cabbage? I like corned beef. I'm not a big corned beef and cabbage eater. But I believe it's American in nature. I don't think it's Irish. they say this idea of, you know, St. Patty's Day and, you know, corned beef carriage was, I guess, an American innovation. Ham and cabbage were eaten in Ireland. Corned beef offered a cheaper substitute for impoverished immigrants. So Irish Americans living in Lower Manhattan in the late 19th century and early 20th purchased leftover corned beef from ships returning from the tea trade in China. The Irish would boil the beef three times, and then the last time with cabbage to remove some of the brine. I do like corn, like I'll like go to like, you know, a deli and get a corned beef sandwich and, you know, things like that. And that's kind of yummy. But so, you know, there's usually St. Patty's Day deals. Well, there are still, okay? You might not be able to go into the restaurant, but there are some food deals out there. We have IHOP, McDonald's, Applebee's, so Jamba Juice. Jamba Juice says between March 16th and the 22nd, so it still should be going, you can get a free Amazing Green smoothie with any $15 order through Postmates. It is green, so I guess you'll get a green smoothie. Yay! Hooters. If your name is Connor or McGregor, you can grab 6 free wings with the purchase of any beverage. I guess it's a promo for Connor McGregor, UFC fighter. McDonald's, $5 off a $15 order from DoorDash, or you get the code GETMCD's. If you scratch a Shamrock Shake, I guess, I don't know, Shamrock Shakes are out now. IHOP, a $1 order of St. Patty Day cakes. It's a short stack of green pancakes with sweet cream cheese icing, Lucky Charms, and whipped cream. Oh, my gosh, that sounds yummy. $4. KFC is going to eliminate delivery fees right now in a partnership with Seamless and Grubhub. So hopefully you'll be able to get your Grubhub without fees. That's going to go on through April 26th. Whether that has anything to do with St. Patty's Day or coronavirus, very, very cool. Sonic Drive-In. They are offering medium chili cheese fries or chili cheese tots for 99 cents all day. Mention the deal when you order. Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box celebrating St. Patty's Day. They are going to give you 20% off all orders from its mobile app. Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons, starting last week, grab a St. Patty's Day donut, starting at $1.19. All right? And I guess if you get four of these, they form a four-leaf clover. So, you know, Kona Grill. Kona Grill still has happy hour. Discounted drinks, $3 edamame pot sticker sake, Kona sliders, California rolls, $9 avocado egg rolls. That's interesting. I didn't know that some of the restaurants are still open. Applebee's, they have March drink of the month. I think they have a $1 takeout on Long Island iced tea. Now, how the heck are you able to take out and drive with a Long Island iced tea in your car is beyond me. Chili's has a $5 margarita of the month. So this month it is Lucky Jameson. And Slice, it's a mobile app with local pizza shops. Ooh, I didn't know that, really? Gosh, when somebody says you want a slice of pizza, doesn't that sound good? Gosh, that sounds good. So, users get $5 off their first slice order with a code PIEDAYPIE. Minimum order has to hit $15. Wendy's, I guess you get a free honey butter chicken biscuit because they're trying to push their new Wendy's menu. Chipotle. I guess you have free delivery through the rest of March for Chipotle, Burger King. You can get 8 chicken nuggets for $1. Cousin Subs, they're offering free delivery. You know, I got to admit, you know, one thing's going to happen with all of this is there is going to be some cheap food. Pollo Tropical, free delivery if you place an order to Wanda Flats, free delivery on any order over 25. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, contactless delivery is going to be free. Postmates, half-off delivery. Mrs. Fields, 17% off. Code Lucky. Oh. All right, I am so going to order Mrs. Fields cookies. Wow. Fresh Brothers, Ike's Love Sandwiches, Insomnia Cookies, Doghouse, Taco Cabana, and Bobo's. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Away.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in a moment, but breaking news for NFL fans. The New England Patriots quarterback for the past 20 years, Tom Brady, has said on Instagram today he's leaving that team. He did not say what team he's signing on with, but he did indicate he is leaving New England. Now to the latest on the coronavirus, as new guidelines from the White House Coronavirus Task Force are recommending that people stay away from any gathering of more than 10 people, and older people are especially warned as they're at increased risk of contracting the virus. Today was supposed to be primary balloting day in 4 states. Arizona, Florida, and Illinois are going forward, but Ohio is on the list as well. Now state officials have called off that primary because of concerns about the outbreak. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Mortgages and rent is a huge issue, and people are freaked out that they're going to lose their jobs, and whether they get unemployment or not, or the $1,000 a month from the U.S. government, that's not going to be enough to pay their bills. Now, Italy is canceling mortgage bills. Apparently, homeowners in Italy are going to see many of their bills suspended, including mortgages, as the country deals with the coronavirus epidemic. And other European nations are considering similar moves. So can we get a mortgage holiday? I mean, small business owners, we have so many plights going on. We have our tip workers, our hourly wage workers, where all of the sporting events got shut down and restaurants got shut down and they're not making money. You have salary workers that are afraid that even though they're on salary, if their store's not making money, they're going to get laid off. You have small business owners going, we got to pay the rent. And if the lockdown lasts a month or two, and we don't have money coming in to pay the rent, we close down permanently. And then everybody who is losing jobs, what about their homes? So according to the Housing Wire, they're not as optimistic about American mortgages. They say most American mortgages are packaged into bonds with legal terms that dictate what the services who handle the billing can and cannot do. Because big question we've had this whole time is, are the banks going to, ease up and say, don't worry about paying rent this month? They said there are, however, ways that services can offer forbearance, an agreement to let borrowers either pay at a lower interest rate or suspend payments temporarily because of hardship, but it's on a case-by-case basis. So Mark Vintner, a senior economist with Wells Fargo, says somebody owns those bonds. Who is going to make those interest payments? So, that which means banks owe somebody else money. So we need to get to, we're following this chain. Who is at the end of the chain? And will they allow everybody to not pay the rent or mortgage for the next month or two? So any missed or reduced payments would have to be repaid, a lot of times with interest. So the loan will be re-amortized. So whatever you don't pay now, you'll be paying off over the remaining years of your loan with interest. Now, I think that's fair. I mean, I'm not asking for free rent. But if you own small businesses, just let us halt. We still owe on the loan. We will still pay on the loan. Just we're going to have to defer until the crisis is over. The problem is if the bank's like, but I owe money to somebody, then we got to talk to that somebody. And I'll help talk to them for you. I will go with you and talk to that person in person. I have no problem talking to a big guy in a suit. No problem at all. Or lady in a suit. So America's mortgage market, they say, is much bigger than Italy's. Italy has $423 billion of outstanding home debt. The U.S. has $11 trillion. Mortgages of 1 to 4 family homes, according to Federal Reserve data. More than half of that is contained in bonds compiled and backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, which oversees the government-controlled mortgage securitizers, issued a directive last week urging services to offer people to help who fall behind on mortgage payments because of the coronavirus pandemic. They say to meet the needs of borrowers who may be impacted by the coronavirus, last week, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac reminded mortgage servicers that hardship forbearance is an option for borrowers who are unable to make their monthly mortgage payment. For borrowers that may be experiencing a hardship, I encourage you to reach out to your servicer. They say, in addition, regulators such as the Federal Reserve on Tuesday urge U.S. banks like Wells Fargo and JPMorgan Chase to work constructively with borrowers against affected by the coronavirus outbreak, promising that they won't get dinged by examiners as long as the measures show good judgment. So Italy has been the nation with the biggest outbreak next to China. And Italy has, I think we're at 31,000 cases. There was 15,000 when this article was written just a few days ago. So they're doubling and tripling in terms of issues. And so, Italy is the only government to introduce a plan to suspend mortgage payments for people affected by the lockdown. And so far, it is the worst hit areas of the nation. So I would love, the $1,000 is great also, but I think telling people they don't have to pay the rent for the next couple months and they get to stay in their home, if that could work, I mean, if we're going to be on standstill and frozen in time, we need our payments. We need the car payments, the house payments, the building payments. We need everything to be put on hold. Just not sure how that's going to work. Now, there's a landlord in Maine who said he will not collect rent from his tenants because it's going to put his tenants on financial pinch. Nathan Nichols owns two units in South Portland. He urged other landlords to give their tenants rent relief as the U.S. grapples with this. Very, very cool guy. Nichols wrote a Facebook post on Friday about giving his tenants a break for the month of April because they will be impacted by the severe measures taken to curb to spread the virus. He said, COVID is going to cause serious financial hardship for service and hourly workers around the country. I own a two-unit in South Portland, and all of my tenants are in this category. He said, because I have the good fortune and of being able to afford it and the privilege of being in the owner class, I just let them know I would not be collecting rent in April. I ask any other landlords out there to take a serious look at your own situation and consider giving your tenants some rent relief as well. So that post is more than 15,000 shares. Very, very cool. Very, very honorable. However, with some other landlords, they're like, you don't understand. I got in this by the skin of my pants. He said, every so often, however, there's a comment from a landlord who would like to help their tenants but can't. Or from a tenant who wishes their landlord would help them but doubts that they will. To these people, I say, I don't know your situation, and I don't want to imply that a landlord who isn't forgoing rent is somehow a bad person. See, isn't that crazy? You have somebody who does good, and you do something good, you do something nice, and then it gets twisted, and it gets, pinched and slurred, and, you know. But I have to admit, I've been in that position where I will do something good, and I will be overly helpful, and people around me would think that I just made them all look bad. And I'm like, what are you doing? I'm just helping them out. They needed some help. I helped them out. Yeah, but because we didn't, and we didn't think of it first, we look bad. And I've done that. I don't want to make anybody look bad. It's just I get an idea. I think it's going to help people. I do it. Just like I don't think Nathan Nichols wanted to make other landlords look bad. But I am positive that there are some people out there going, oh, gosh, now we're going to be expected to. And they're panicking. Now, nobody wants to evict anybody. You know, but the average small business owner or landlord isn't wealthy. It is funny. You know, I know students who are landlords, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, you know, you didn't have to take out student loans? Like, oh, no, I still had to take out student loans. What I did is I invested. I got a mortgage. I put a little money down. I got a mortgage, but I'm borrowing. So they have a house. They're borrowing on the house. I mean, I want my kids to do this. Buy a house, you know, with as little money down, pay, you know, and then rent out rooms to pay the mortgage. They're not rich. I mean, this is something that college students could do, and they could start, you know, getting some good business savvy. But the problem is they're going to own the bank. They're going to owe the bank. A lot of homeowners, a lot of landlords aren't rich. Do have some people who are rich, so we're good. So I love the idea of mortgage relief. God bless this Nathan Nichols. Fantastic guy for doing this. But I know there's a lot of people going, oh, my gosh, now I'm screwed. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you wanted to know about the heat and dry weather and coronavirus. We've talked about this before on the show, that we are hoping that the summer and drier weather would hopefully kill this off. But it's hard to say because we don't know if this virus is going to mutate, and we, you know, still have a lot of wet and cool areas in the United States. What is that saying Mark Twain said about San Francisco? The coldest day, coldest summer in San Francisco is like, okay, I'm sorry. I got to look it up, guys. I have to look it up. I'm sorry. It's this Mark Twain quote on San Francisco. I know. I should have been ready with this. Twain, San Francisco, let me see here, because it's really famous. And it is, oh, did he get fired? All right, where is his quote? Oh, my gosh, come on. He was really good with his quotes, wasn't he? But I have to come up with the quote, because, oh, the coldest winter I ever saw was the summer I spent in San Francisco. They say it may not be authentically from him, but people are saying it's a Twain quote, but coldest winter I ever spent was the summer in San Francisco. So we do have areas around the United States that are kind of cold still, even and wet. So, you know, the hopes that in the summer, you know, we're going to get rid of this. The only way we get rid of it is if we're all on board, if all the states are on board. Now, I had posted on the Dr. Dahlia Show webpage a map of the United States that shows the number of cases in roughly real time. They're saying right now this last, I guess, numbers was updated at about 10:24 a.m. Pacific time, 1:24 Eastern time. And it allows you to look at the map of the United States and where the clusters are, okay? And interestingly enough, I would think Houston and L.A. would be a little bit more busy. You know, in terms of the, you know, graph or the pictorial, you have these little red circles on where there's cases, the little isolated cases, and the bigger the circle means the more cases there are. So when you look at California, huge cluster in Northern California, more of a cluster in Southern California, but a little bit here and there throughout. In Nevada, you see Reno, north of Reno, and then more cases in Southern Nevada. We have about 45 cases, maybe more. Washington, huge circles, because they have over 700 plus cases. So they started testing earlier. They had a endemic within, you know, Seattle and, you know, some of the nursing facilities, et cetera. So obviously we're seeing more cases. Now, when you go to the Eastern Seaboard, it looks like Valentine's Day. I mean, all these little circles and, you know, areas all along the Eastern Seaboard of New England starts to kind of slow down a little bit in Delaware and Virginia. West Virginia still appears to be without any cases, but don't quote me. Atlanta has a pretty good cluster. New Orleans, you look a little bit at Dallas and Houston, and, you know, Chicago has some. Minneapolis, St. Paul, you see a cluster. Minneapolis has grappled with about 54 cases. But when you take a look at some of the other states, okay, you got Wyoming has 3. Now, could they only have 3 because it's very, very rural? Or is it because they're just not testing? North Dakota has 1 case, maybe more, but 1 little isolated case. Not sure exactly where that is. It doesn't look like far. It looks more center. Doesn't really seem to be very, very active. South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma. So the Midwest, you know, doesn't seem to be as active, except in Colorado, we got 100 plus cases. Salt Lake City, about 39 cases. So obviously where there's more population dense. But then again, where are the test kits being sent? You know, my kids right now near Parker, Arizona. I don't see any cases near Parker, Arizona, but he also hasn't told me that he's seen a lot of setups for Parker, Arizona testing. So, you know, I want to look at this map for you guys and say I see how water and colder weather could be an issue. But North Dakota and northern Minnesota and northern Montana are as cold as it gets. And Maine. And you're not seeing a lot of cases. Which means we can't yet verify that, because we don't, you know, we don't know if it's just as limited spread or if nobody's being tested up there in Maine and they're like, yeah, I coughed a cold, nobody tested me, no, don't ask, don't tell. Hawaii, I think, has about 10 cases. Alaska's about 3. Again, it's, you know, who's getting up there, who's testing them. And so, you know, it's a good question. We are being hopeful. Based on SARS in 2002 to 2003, it went from November to July. Overall, the epidemic was considered closed in July of 2003. Last case, we believe, was contracted May 31st of that year. So we are hoping to high heaven that this ends up slowing down as we get hotter. But it's not going to slow down on its own, and we can't just sit there and, you know, pray for weather to take the wheel. Okay, we have to, you know, we have to contain, because if you have older individuals in an air-conditioned environment, all this goes out the window. U.S. right now has, let me refresh. U.S. is now up to 5,700 cases, 97 deaths. So what's going on with curfews and all that? Well, not very easy. New York City restaurant and bar owners will be arrested, we're being told, if they refuse to abide by Mayor de Blasio's, Bill de Blasio's executive order to restrict them to delivery and takeout. The governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut announced a ban Monday on gatherings of more than 50 people. They agreed to close casinos, gyms, movie theaters at 8 p.m. on Monday. Patrons and operators who do not comply with the executive order could face a disorderly conduct summons and, in more severe cases, arrest for not complying. They say every district will be required to submit a plan to ensure children of healthcare workers and first responders have access to child care so these closures do not strain our hospitals and that children who depend on school meal programs can continue to get the support that they need. So they still, I guess, have pushed back on closing all the schools because, again, it's the healthy meal issue that's kind of holding it up. And then parents have to stay home. I mean, New York City, yeah, that's supposed to be the city that doesn't sleep. New York City, you thought the country was crippled. Now, wait till New York City, you know, closes down. But it's moving towards that. Saturday Night Live halted production. Safety of their employees was important. Two high-ranking New York Police Department officials, chief deputy commissioner, tested positive coronavirus on Monday, according to law enforcement. New York Fire Department is switching to 24-hour shifts, so firefighters work one day and then have 3 days off. Emergency services are also switching to a platoon response. The purpose of the switch, so firefighters and EMS employees can work with the same people every shift and do not come in contact with new people, not including, of course, patients. New Jersey has a curfew that bans residents from being out between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Now, of course, if you're a doctor and you have to do your shift, you know that's different. So restaurants are moving to takeout or delivery only. Broadway shows are down or shuttered. Subway has remained open because you still have people that have to go to work. And, you know, that's where this gets tricky. We're going to slow this down, but we're not going to kill the virus off because you have people that still have to show up to work. You know, in terms of, you know, other slowdowns, Alabama, Jefferson County has gone to takeout. Public gatherings down to 25. All public schools closed. In Alaska, ban on dine-in services, theaters, gyms, bingo halls closed. Pennsylvania, all liquor stores and licensed service centers closed indefinitely. Governor Wolf has extended the shutdown to the entire state of Pennsylvania when it comes to bar and stuff. So, you know, watch for your, you know, what's going on in your city. We are expecting within the next 24, 48 hours for most places to shutter. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.